The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The Doctor is in serious trouble this time, He's out there with the Master. And being so brave as he is, the Doctor has gone out to face him. I don't like this scenario. It feels too much like a trap to me.
Tell me about it.
But what are we to do? He told us to stay inside the TARDIS.
As if.
You mean, you intend to go out there and join him? It's too dangerous, That device the Master has in his possession looks deadly.
I don't like the sound of that.
Neither do I. But the Doctor told us to stay inside the TARDIS. He said it was too dangerous for us. He said he could handle it. Wait, Please, wait! No! I can't help either of them now.
Good or Evil, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 1.
Hello, miss. I am Constable Fry of the Planetary Police Force, but I need to ask you a few questions about the incident.
Oh, yes. Very well, officer. I'm still in shock, but I'll do my best to answer your questions.
Thank you, miss.
Oh, Mina.
Is that a first or last name?
I have no other name.
I see. Very well, Miss Mina. There was an explosion. How did it happen?
I honestly don't know. My friend, the Doctor, had been goaded out of the TARDIS by the Master.
The other gentleman?
If you can call him that. Apparently they've been enemies for many, many years now. They come from the same planet. A planet called Gallifrey.
Yes, we are aware that both gentlemen are aliens from another world. But I need to know exactly why this happened. And what precisely did happen? And who is to blame? Someone has to pay for this incident. You see, others could have been hurt or killed on our planet.
Oh, but someone else was. He was damaged very badly.
Oh, you mean the robot. We don't consider robots very important on Planetheim. In fact, we've no use for such constructions. It's a finable offense even to own such a device.
Oh, no one owns I. He's a free artificial life form.
Well, not on Heim, miss. But luckily for you, he's in pieces. And non-functional. And as he doesn't belong to you, you will not be fined.
But can I keep his remains?
Provided he is not in a functional condition, and provided you make it clear that you only wish to dispose of the remains, I reckon there is no harm. I'll see to it that what is left of your mechanical friend is brought to you here at the hospital.
Yes, thank you, officer.
Not at all. I can see you are still quite shaken up, so I'll wait till later to ask you any further questions. But please do remain available. Do not leave the planet without speaking to me first. Is that understood?
I promise. I couldn't leave my friend behind anyway.
Both men were hurt quite badly, miss. The doctors tell me they were caught in the explosion and that they are burnt beyond recognition. Do you even know which is which?
I haven't been allowed in to see either of them, so I cannot say.
I see. Right. I'll talk to the doctor and see if we can remedy that.
Thank you.
Think nothing of it. I need answers, and this may be the only way I'll ever get them.
Pardon me, miss. Are you the one known as Mina?
Yes. What's going on?
I'm Dr. Choth. I was asked by Constable Fry to escort you to see the patients. We need you to identify them.
Identify them? Are they dead?
Not dead. At least, not yet. But the prognosis is not good. Please, come with me quickly.
Yes, of course. Why are they both in the same room? They're deadly enemies, you know.
Old feuds hardly matter when both men are at the end of their lives, miss. I'm very sorry, but neither of these patients will last through the night. But we do need to identify who is who, if you take my meaning. We hoped you could help us with that.
I wish I could say I recognize anything about them. But they're so badly burned.
Then it is impossible?
Without something to identify them, like an article of clothing or jewelry, I cannot say.
Their clothes were badly burned. No adornments were found on either gentleman either.
Then I don't know how I can help. If only they could speak.
I doubt that either man will ever speak again, miss. I'm terribly sorry.
But how can you know that? These men are alien to you.
True, which I suspect is why this other gentleman's skin has started to glow in the last few minutes. We'd hoped you could explain it for us. We thought maybe this is how they die. Do you know what it is?
I've never seen it, but the doctor has spoken of regeneration.
Please explain.
It's something unique to Time Lords of the planet Gallifrey. They have the ability to regenerate their bodies, to live again. It's a sort of healing ability after great trauma. When it happens, they are reborn as new people. I seem to recall the doctor said he'd been through it a few times.
Then this man will live again. He is in the process of healing himself somehow.
As I said, I've never seen it happen, but it is possible.
Look at him. Is that what your friend described?
I can't be sure, but He seems to be changing. The glowing is becoming brighter. I think it's happening.
Something is certainly happening. Nurse, record this.
Yes, Dr. Choth.
You have cameras in here?
All hospital rooms have cameras to monitor the staff and patients from time to time. It is the law on Heim, and any strange activity is to be recorded.
Ah! Oh! Where am I? And who are you people?
I am Dr. Choth. This is Mina. Do you recognize her?
Are you the doctor?
The doctor? Am I the doctor? But I thought he said he was the doctor.
I am the medical doctor who is looking after you while you're in hospital.
Oh, I see. Oh, silly mistake to make.
We understand you are a Time Lord, and that you have regenerated your body.
Regeneration, eh? Oh, yes, indeed! That's it! I've regenerated! Of course I have! Oh, yes!
Are you the doctor? My doctor?
Doctor. The doctor. Am I the doctor?
Is that a yes or a no? Do you recognize me, doctor?
You are Armina.
Yes, and you could have just heard Dr. Choate say my name. Do you know me? Do you really know me? Are you the doctor or the master?
Master? The master is here? Not that evil renegade.
Then you're saying that you are the doctor?
I'm the doctor. Well, of course I am the doctor. Yes, I mean, I must be, right?
What do you remember, Doctor? What of the explosion?
Explosion? Oh, yes. Oh, there was a huge explosion, wasn't there? Oh, terrible.
I think this is my doctor, Dr. Choate.
Very well. Then we'll move the other patient to a different room so that your friend here can recuperate.
I feel fit as a fiddle, Doctor. Can I not just leave this hospital with my friend?
There are still many questions to be answered. There are medical questions that I have, and there are questions about that explosion that the police constable has. You are not yet free to go, I'm afraid, until all of these questions are answered. Do you understand that?
Oh, quite clearly, Doctor. I completely understand.
Very well. Nurse, help me move the other patient.
As you wish, Dr. Choate.
Do you believe that?
Believe what?
The way he spoke to me. As if I had to answer to him. Or his confounded police constable. Well, guess what? I won't.
But what else can we do, Doctor? I mean, are you all right? This doesn't seem like you at all.
I've regenerated, Mina. Who knows what I'll be like now? Perhaps the new me will be unreasonable, tetchy, impatient?
Childish?
Oh, could be. Or perhaps I'll be brilliant.
Nothing much has changed then.
Eh, Mina?
I mean, you're as arrogant and unpredictable as ever.
Arrogant? Me? Oh, I'd have said, maybe dynamic, or even handsome. Would you say that I'm handsome?
Well, I suppose you're reasonably attractive.
Oh, thank you very much, Mina. Nice to see I'm appreciated. Oh, wait. Here's a reflective surface.
It's a bedpan.
Oh, it'll do. Yes. Oh, yes. What an improvement! I am devilishly handsome.
I wouldn't overdo it, Doctor.
Oh, watch it, Mina dear. Oh, I suppose you know me so well.
I got to know the old you quite well, yes, but this new you, you act and look so different, and you feel so different to me.
Feel? I mean, shouldn't I be the one describing how I feel right now?
I suppose you're right. How long does it take to recover from regeneration, Doctor?
It depends, Mina dear.
Depends on what?
On how quickly you can help me get out of this place.
Dr. Choate, look!
It seems this fellow is about to regenerate as well. We'd better record this one too, nurse.
Of course, Doctor, whatever you say.
I wonder, will this be just like the other one?
looks just like before. Interesting.
This one isn't as attractive as the other one.
Nurse Jen, I don't think it's our place to judge by appearances, do you?
You're quite right, Doctor. I take it back. He has a pleasant enough face. Very friendly.
Oh. Oh. Ooh. Why, thank you. Where am I? And who are you people?
But Doctor, you told Dr. Choth you'd cooperate.
Did I? Oh. Perhaps I'm a liar now as well in this new incarnation. Because you see, Mina, I intend to escape this hospital. And if you're a true friend, you'll help me do it.
But isn't that terribly dishonest?
No, not really. Not the way I see it. I mean, why should we answer to them? I mean, they have the bad guy, right? And he can pay for the crimes committed. I mean, he's the master, right? He deserves it. He should pay for his crimes, yes?
I suppose so. But shouldn't we do what we've been asked to do?
Oh, my dear Mina. What do we owe these people? I mean, it's not our planet. There's a universe of adventure waiting out there for us. We've beaten the Master! He's in the hands of the authorities of this planet. He's broken their laws. I say we let him pay for his crimes and stay well out of it.
I can see the logic in your argument, but still, just...
Oh, honestly, Mina. I grow tired of this constant battle with the Master. It always ends with one or both of us regenerating, and with him escaping to just fight me another day. This way, we escape, and he pays for his crimes. The war ends! What do you say? Come with me off this planet. Let's get back to the TARDIS and go somewhere new and have fun! Eh? What do you say to that?
Okay. You've talked me into it. Let's do it. Let's get out of here.
That's my girl talking. Let's break out of here.
Turn the blasted alarm off. This is a hospital after all.
What's all the fuzz, Doctor? I mean, fuss.
It seems the others have escaped the hospital.
Others? What others?
The ones like you.
There are others like me here?
A fellow who calls himself the Doctor and a strange feline-like female.
Female? Feline? Doctor?
I have to help in the search. Nurse Jen here will look after you for the time being, if you will excuse me.
Oh, yes, you're that nice nurse from before. I wonder if you can explain what's happening. I'm a bit confused, to say the least.
Where should I begin?
You can start by telling me about this doctor fellow and the strange feline female.
I'll do my best, sir.
We're outside. Now what, Doctor?
Look, it's a hover car. Oh, I love these things. I used to have one on Gallifrey years ago. Let's borrow it and get back to the TARDIS.
That's stealing, Doctor?
Oh, they'll pick it up later. We're just going to hitch a lift to the TARDIS so we can be away from here. Come on, Mina. There's no time to lose.
I suppose you're right, Doctor.
Of course I am. Now come on, jump in, my girl.
Okay.
Ha
Huh. So there was an explosion. We were brought to this hospital. First the other man regenerated, then I did. And he and the feline female escaped. Is that about right?
In simple terms, yes.
Hmm. And so, I'm the bad guy. Yet, he took off. Without saying goodbye or even explaining himself. He just scarpered off. Huh. Does that sound like something the good guy would do?
As I don't know either of you, I can't say, sir.
Hmm. I must think this over. I'm missing something. I mean, who am I again?
He called you the master.
The other one. Hmm. The master, am I? Yes. The master is an evil psychopath. Capable of anything. Terrible man. And that's me, is it? Hmm. Then I must be just awful. I suppose I deserve whatever I'm going to get. I don't suppose you'd have any idea what I am going to get, Nurse, what was your name?
Just call me Jen.
Oh, what a pleasant name, Jen. I like that.
Thank you. I like you. I mean, if I may say so, you don't seem like a bad guy to me. You certainly don't seem like the type of person you describe. I mean, you hardly seem like a psychopath. But then, maybe I'm just naive.
No. I just say you're a nice person. Well, at least you're being nice to me. I appreciate that. And I can't say that I feel like I'm a terrible person. Maybe it's just the regeneration. Maybe this incarnation won't be so bad. Maybe I can be redeemed. That hardly helps me in my current predicament. Oh well, but what is to become of me? Have you any idea what punishment I may face for my crimes?
Oh, you'll be arrested for causing that explosion with that alien device, and then they'll most likely execute you.
Oh.
Ah. Here we are, back at the TARDIS. Now we can be away.
Just a moment, Doctor. This is all happening so fast. Can we not just catch our breath for a moment?
Or we could be utterly impulsive and get away from this planet. And then we could go somewhere pleasant. Maybe someplace we've never been before. How would you like to go to Metamircopa? It's a luxury space colony in the 9th galaxy. Far away. We could do a bit of gambling. Maybe win millions. Oh, we could get rich, Mina. And live the good life. How does that sound?
That sounds all great and all, but can we just calm down a minute, Doctor? Think before we act?
And what if I don't want to calm down, eh, Mina? What if I don't want to think? What if I want to get excited? What if I want to be totally and utterly impulsive? What if I want to get rich?
But that's not you, Doctor.
How do you know? I've regenerated. This could easily be the new me.
Or perhaps you're not who I thought you were.
Or perhaps you're simply no fun, Mina. I could make you fun. I could show you the time of your life. So, I say we dematerialize and get off this boring rock and go somewhere more exciting. Are you still with me? Or shall I open the doors and let you out? I could go on my way alone. Your choice.
After all we've been through, you'd just happily be rid of me?
It's a time of change, my dear girl. I could find new companions. Easily. That is, if you're not up to the challenge of adventure.
Companions? Wait a moment. I! We left I behind!
Who?
You know I, right? You remember I.
Do you mean that pesky little floating robot?
Yes! He was caught up in that explosion and blown to bits. But I think he may still be repairable. He's back at the hospital.
He's only a machine, Mina. Insignificant. We don't need him.
But the doctor would never leave a friend behind. Which means...
Yes, Mina dear. Finish your thought. Which means...
You're not the doctor.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Good or Evil, Episode 1, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance, Tanya Maloyevich as Mina, Brian Reed as I, Stefania Lintonmon as Constable Fry, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dr. Choth, Mark Kalita as Patient Number 1, Sally Wiggett as Nurse Jen, and Paul R. Beesey as Patient Number 2. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell, based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to infringe or supersede any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you certainly may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Good or Evil, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2021. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support. Join us next time for episode 2 of this adventure, brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
This program is copyright 2021, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, warping to new dimensions.